issues, and opinions. The Tommy Schnurmecker Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Time for another cool job, unusual job. My guest this week sells something you might like to buy, but you can't, at least not here in Canada, not yet. Anyway, David Posner, CEO of Nutritional High, the first publicly traded recreational marijuana company in Canada, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. David, what kind of things does a recreational marijuana company make?
Well, first of all, we make our products only in the U.S. Our first facility we're building is in Colorado, and we're just completing our facility right now. We make marijuana extracts, we make marijuana oil, and we make marijuana edibles. We make chocolates, hard candies, and gummies, and these are the products we're going to be coming out with in our new facility in Colorado.
Now, do you expect at some point that some of these products or all of these products will be legal here in Canada?
We do. We think it's a matter of time, and we're just going to the U.S. right now. We really want to get a multi-state platform and really get a brand presence in the United States. And when it becomes legal in Canada, we'll obviously come back home and, you know, bring our product to the Canadians.
How did the company start? Why did you want to get into the business if it's not legal to sell the stuff you make in Canada?
Well, it's the highest profit margin part of the business. January 1st, 2014, Colorado went recreational. Colorado went recreational, and what happened was, you know, right away within 3 days, there was all the edibles in Colorado were sold out. So right away we saw a grand opportunity there, and there's 500 dispensaries in Colorado, and there's a huge demand for this product. And we're the first company in the U.S. that is making these products on an automated candy line.
What are the most
popular? We'll have the scalability.
You're making them now, right?
No, we're just building up the facility. Uh-huh. We've been testing our product for the last 9 months, and we're going to be bringing it into the marketplace in the new year.
So, okay. And so you're building the facility now. Will it have an assembly line?
Yes, it will. And we're the first company that's going to have an automated assembly line. Previously, everybody was baking their products, and, you know, and a lot of people that are making the products were making cookies, and were making Rice Krispie treats and candies that just didn't have the shelf life. So all our products have a six-month shelf life.
Uh-huh. Do you expect there'll be a lot of people applying for work at the facility once it's open?
Most definitely. You know, we're building a facility that's 11,000 square feet, so it's also one of the biggest in Colorado.
I imagine there'll be lots of cameras to make sure that the workers there don't sample too much of the merchandise.
There's definitely high security in the factory.
I figured there would be. What are some of the most, what do you think will be some of the most popular products?
The most popular products? Well, we have a hard candy that we're making, and it's called Heisenberg Blue, and we think it's going to be very popular. That product's also going to get grinded.
Wait a second. Back up. It's called Heisenberg Blue?
Heisenberg Blue.
That's from Breaking Bad?
Well, I can't say it's from Breaking Bad, but we've applied for a trademark application.
I see. Any drink called Better Call Saul?
No, not yet.
Okay. Now, what sells better, edibles or drinks?
Drinks are very good, and we're coming out actually right now with the drink line as well. So you'll find almost 50% of the products that sell in these dispensaries in Colorado are either oils, drinks, or edibles. And we believe it would be even more, but there's just such a lack of supply in the industry.
So right now there's more of a demand and not enough supply?
Correct. And especially for products that have a long shelf life and that taste good. We had a chef consultant who's a Cordon Bleu chef who created these products, and she's also a chocolatier, so our chocolates are unbelievable. And we're really excited kind of going forward. We're going to have a really high-quality product, and we have a great infusion process. We work with a Novartis consultant on the actual infusion. A big problem in the industry was there wasn't that consistency level. So having the automated candy line really gives us the ability to have consistency in our product line.
Will the labels have the calorie count?
Will they have a calorie
count? Yes. In other words, what kind of ingredients, carbs, proteins?
Will they have a calorie count? No, yeah. You don't have to go through the exact calorie count and protein levels on them, but, you know, we will. We want to kind of have the highest standards of packaging, both on that aspect, because we want them to be made with, you know, natural ingredients, and also on the safety standards for the child-proof packaging.
Now, do you have someone whose job it is to develop new products with marijuana in them?
Correct. So our chef consultant, she was, you know, who was our cordon bleu chef, she's been developing these products. So that's kind of how we've been going forward.
What kind of impact do the products have? Like, how soon does the impact kick in?
It's usually about 45 minutes. So it's more of a delayed reaction, rather than people that are smoking.
And when did you decide to start this company? What was the impetus that made you decide to launch this?
Could you repeat that?
What was the impetus that you had? Why did you decide to launch the company? What made you think it would make money?
There's huge profit margins in it, and there was just such a lack of supply in the Colorado marketplace and also in other marketplaces. In many states, you can go, and we're going to be in recreational markets and in medicinal markets, and you know, in some markets, there's very few edible products in the whole state. We're really looking to go state by state. We plan on, you know, being in around 6-7 states by the end of the year. We're very aggressive, and we're both looking to acquire licenses in states and in others do licensing deals with existing licensees.
What is the most difficult part of the work that you do?
Pardon me?
What's the most difficult part of the work that you do?
What's the most difficult part? The most difficult part is the infusion process, and we really worked hard on getting the infusion process down. So, you know, it's, you know, at this point in time, it's well refined, but it took us close to a year to get it down where the consistency level was there. Because you're taking a food product and trying to take it to a pharmaceutical level. So the dosing is precise. People know exactly what the feel is going to be every time they take the product.
How different will the product be from the products that are available today as we speak in Colorado?
I think there's certain similar products in the marketplace, but they're more smaller operations that are making them. So we're just really providing the scalability so all the dispensaries there can, A, purchase the product, but can stock the product because it has the shelf life. You know, but there are other competing products in Colorado. Colorado is the most developed market, but as you go into some of the other marketplaces, there's, you know, less and less products. So really our goal is to have that national brand.
What kind of competition do you expect to have?
Well, we think right now, you know, the big food companies, tobacco companies, alcohol companies, they're kind of circling the marketplace, but they haven't, you know, stepped in. So we believe that, you know, for one, we could be a potential takeout target just having a big brand presence and having that multi-state license presence. But for right now, I think it's going to be a year or two until the, and possibly even three, until, like, the larger food companies step into the marketplace.
Thank you very much for joining us. David Posner, CEO of a company called Nutritional High.